emerging artists take center stage in a pair of timeless classics, giants of the opera world, this summer at Mio Opera. Running August 1st and 3rd, it's the opera that proves revenge is best served with champagne, Strauss's Die Fledermaus. And August 2nd and 4th, it's Puccini's passion-filled La Bohème. Produced and directed by Mio Opera's John and Tracy Cook, the pair are especially excited to bring La Bohème to the stage, as it has special meaning for both of them.
Well, La Bohème is an opera I did a lot when I was professionally singing.
And it was my first gig, too.
It was her first gig. It was actually one of my biggest gigs. I did Marcello in the Montreal Opera, which I just really loved. And then I've done it several times since.
Marcello's the friend of the main character.
Painter, the awful painter, yeah.
And his paintings are pretty awful in this production, so you'll enjoy the artwork.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you won't.
No, you won't.
So, you know, I've sung it a lot, and we talked about it, and she'd done it, and it's like, come, let's do La Bohème. It's challenging because it's got some difficult roles. You know, Mimi Musetta and Rodolfo, they're all difficult roles to sing. I thought, you know, we can do this. We can make it work. And
it's a great standard piece.
It is.
Most students don't get the opportunity to perform this opera because it is so intense and difficult. There's a lot of dramatic contrast. You just have to be a really seasoned artist to do the show. So this is an opportunity for people who are ready to do this music, to do this repertoire in a professional venue.
Right. And we're doing it in Italian with English supertitles, so people won't feel lost.
And they'll get the nuances of the actual language of the opera. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So have you played Mimi before, Tracy?
Yes, I have.
Tell me about the role.
She's actually very feisty. I think a lot of people play her as this downplayed because Musetta is such a big character because all the characters are all contrasts. Mimi, her music is more demure and more pure, whereas Musetta is more fiery and sexy. So Mimi is basically looking for love at the end of her life. She actually is very ill, and she meets someone, and she opens her heart to them and allows them to come in and experiences love, and then, as in all opera, she dies. Mm-hmm. And then the opera's over, and we all start crying, and it's really sad. But what it's about is, it's the what if. What if I go down to my neighbor's house, this is basically the story, knock on his door, and see if he'll let me light my candle. And if he does that, will he actually light inside of me love and passion? And that's what happens. They fall in love. And so it's really about what if you take that chance on love in your life and valuing those who you love. It's universal.
The opera is universal.
The themes are all universal.
And I'm trying to get across to the singers and the actors that we are recreating reality on the stage. We're not just like acting like we're sick. We're not acting like we're not sad because we're putting it on, but we're trying to feel this stuff. And the music gives so much of the story part of it.
The action and the motion of the story is in the music for Puccini. That's the style, the Verismo period. And then the Verismo period is a period in opera of realism. So instead of just like a fluffy opera, people park, this is where people are actually like pouring themselves out on stage, their emotions, their feelings, real life people. Whereas before, the characters may be based on fairy tales or myths or other kinds of grand opera showings. Now it's about real people, everyday people in the seats. And the opera was so popular and is so popular that they did turn it into a musical, the musical as we all love and know as Rent. So the exact same story. So if you really enjoy Rent, you're going to adore La Bohème because it's the same story, just told in a different way. Well, I'm doing it in the 1830s. But even though it's that long ago, the period, we still identify with the feelings and actions of our characters. For example, Marcello, I've made him an alcoholic. And that's why he has such a tumultuous relationship with Musetta. And in the end, I think they both, after Mimi passes, they both feel like they can move on with their lives and they can value what they have.
It was told to me years ago by someone that this would be a really good first opera for someone who's never been to the opera before. What do you guys think of that?
Definitely.
So. Bohème's got the realism of life and pain and death and dying and sickness, but it also has some lighter scenes in it that can be absolutely hysterical. So it's this
that
this,
are hysterical since I'm directing
okay,
it, so
well,
it is
they will
funny.
Be hysterical
it will
be when she's
funny.
When she's
yes,
staging
yes,
them.
Yes.
But it's a good balance.
And I also think that the story is something that's easy to understand. Mm-hmm. It's not so a lot of people say, oh, opera is so complex, I don't understand. They're parking and barking in this foreign language, and I don't. No, the Puccini is so he writes the opera so perfectly that every note represents the emotions and feelings that you understand it through the music. So you're not going to be confused. You're actually going to follow along with them in the story. Because there's nothing worse than coming to a show and not knowing what's going on. But because Puccini did such a great job on this work, everybody can understand it.
Well, in addition to La Boheme, you're also doing De Fledermaus, which is kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum.
Totally.
Now, is it technically an operetta? And if so, what makes an operetta different from an opera?
The opera is completely sung. Whereas in operetta, it's like a musical. You're going to have breaks of dialogue to move the story along, and then you're going to have ensembles and arias and duets to then talk about that situation. So it's just music and dialogue together, whereas opera is just all the story is fully sung.
This is a Viennese operetta, so it's quite the confection, and the plot is sort of farcical. De Fledermaus, by the way, we should say that translates to
the bat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what it's all about is the bat is basically two friends went to a costume party that belonged to high society, and they both got very drunk, and one basically couldn't make it home. So we left him in the park with his bat costume on, and then people came and laughed at him. Well, because back then, making a fool of yourself, it gets into the papers and everything. So everybody in town knew about what it was. So the friend is like, so Dr. Falco, who is a friend, and then Eisenstein is the friend who played the joke originally on Dr. Falco. He's like, I'm gonna get him back. So this opera is about Dr. Falco getting him back for making him the bat in the park.
Mm-hmm. What are the vocal challenges in this operetta? And are we singing in English, or do we have the singing in German? Or?
Normally the show is done in the language of the venue. So like most people do it in English, but it was originally written in German. I wouldn't say that the roles are vocally demanding. I think that like Boheme, they're very similar like demands vocally for voice, but it's being a singer and then having to speak. And I think that a lot of singers are used to getting up there and singing, but then when they're asked to do a play or dialogue, that's hard. So the hardest thing actually is doing the dialogue and memorizing it, because most singers are accustomed to using the music to memorize and to express the show.
And well, you're directing a new dialogue.
Yes,
for the
Fledermaus, I've actually rewrote all the dialogue so that it tells the story, but in a new and different way.
So yeah, you are directing. So how are you helping, other than rewriting and helping them that way? How are you helping your performers?
Well, we're doing the show not only from an operatic side, focusing on the music and using it to tell a drama, but then playing on the words and the dialogue to tell the drama as well, and the physicalities that go with it. So it's more about basically working like not only an opera singer, but as an actor together, and making them both seamless. So the acting and the singing combine to make a beautiful combination.
So that is a pretty good challenge. What do the young talents who work with Mio Opera get out of this experience?
They get a full role to put on their resume. So then roles, because some people are singing multiple roles. They get the experience of being on stage and singing with an orchestra. Right now in the opera world, there's not that many opportunities for the younger generations and also established artists to necessarily bump up to the next level, because funding for opera and the arts in general is declining, and it's very sad. So this is a way for us to provide those opportunities for the artists to do those roles, and also for Bloomington Normal to experience the genre that's not normally done here. We are the only opera company between St. Louis and Chicago that is fully functioning and providing this genre. So not only is the community benefiting from our opera program, but the young artists as well.
That was Tracy and John Cook from Mio Opera. The productions of De Fledermaus and La Boheme run August 1st through the 4th in the Illinois State University Center for Performing Arts. I'm Laura Kennedy.